You're listening to SBS News.
India has one of the world's largest armies, and those admiring the passing parade are used to seeing men marching, men leading them. But this is set to change, with women now going to be front and centre among the top brass in leading combat roles. Anjali Bisht is a lieutenant colonel, and now she says women like her can aspire to the rank of brigadier or colonel.
Certainly, this is firstly a very historic decision today and a very significant day, not only those who are serving in army, but also those who are desirous of joining forces.
India's Air Force and Navy already offer permanent commission to women as well as selected combat roles. Meenakshi Lekhi, a ruling BHP party member and lawyer, says the army will now have to catch up.
This is very, very significant because these lady officers are the officers who are creme la creme when it comes to the powers of human beings, intellectual powers, physical strength.
Women will now be afforded the same opportunities and benefits as men, including rank, promotions and pensions. Until now, women were allowed to serve up to 14 years and only allowed permanent commission in the Army's legal and education wings.
After proving themselves, not once but repeatedly, a denial of particular progression was something which is inherently unequal and unjust.
Last week, the government opposed women being appointed to top roles such as colonel. They argued that most soldiers were men of rural backgrounds and were not mentally schooled to accept women officers in command. Meera Ashar from Australian National University's South Asia Research Institute says the argument is decades old.
We've heard these arguments before, and each time they've really not held much water. So, you know, men not taking command from women is blatantly untrue, because women are in commanding positions at lower ranks.
But Lieutenant General Raj Kadyan, a retired deputy chief of the Indian Army, has a lifetime of experience in leadership positions and is predicting problems ahead due to cultural complexities associated with issues like frontline deployment and communal living conditions.
Somebody needs to go back to the Supreme Court asking for a review of this decision. This has implications. So let the change first take place in society, then implement in the army to make the army a workshop for social experimentation, I don't think is a wise idea.
Smashing this glass ceiling is a work in progress.